sahanavavatu, sahanopunaktu, sahavīryam karavavahi, tejasvinavadhiramastu, mā vidvishavahe. Om shanti, 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 Hari Did you know that you have a group of unseen beings around you? You can call these beings angels or angelic guardians or spirit guides. This group forms an amazing support team that you can access when you learn how to connect with other realms. In today's episode, let's explore this phenomenon and discuss how you can begin tapping in to the other realms so that you can get magical guidance from above and find out what your angels are saying to you. Namaste and welcome to the Spiritual Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Alexandra Savitriamba, Director of the American Reiki Academy and the Vedic Healing Center. I'm a Reiki master, Vedic healing master, and spiritual life coach who has practiced and taught spiritual self-development and healing for more than 30 years, led pilgrimages to India, and studied with blessed Indian gurus. In this show, we cover topics related to metaphysics, Reiki, Vedic healing, yoga, manifestation, spiritual growth, and feng shui based upon my studies and work in these disciplines. The aim of this show is to help you awaken, develop, and tap into your spiritual power in order for you to manifest love, happiness, success, well-being, peace, and productivity, so you may blossom into the highest expression of you. Welcome to today's episode, which is entitled Tune In, Your Angels Have Something to Tell You. Years ago, when I was first studying Reiki, I learned how to tap in and get specific, detailed messages from angels, kind of a download of information from other realms. Now, while this may sound a little bit strange to some of you, I hope you will hang in here for a few moments and open your mind today. To others of you, this concept will sound interesting, and to yet others of you, it will sound completely normal. So, when I teach Reiki and Vedic healing, I teach people of all different backgrounds, and I'm used to dealing with different audiences, but I still discuss this phenomenon of connecting with other realms because it is so fascinating and so interesting, and it is going mainstream in some ways, and it will continue to go mainstream as we expand our awareness and really return to the reality of who we are, which is spiritual beings. So today, let me tell you a bit about how I started channeling angelic guidance and give you some insights on how you can start to tap in for your own guidance, or maybe how you can continue to tap in if you already are and deepen that connection. So for me, the whole process of channeling was intriguing and seemed otherworldly and was very interesting and moving as well when I first started. For me, it began formally, I can say, when I started doing Reiki, although I've always been aware of other realms as a child growing up. So when I began to formally tap in and channel, and I'm going to explain what channeling is in a few minutes, the whole process opened me up to other dimensions and insights. It also established firmly, I would say, my belief in other realms, something I always knew, but this was a confirmation for me. And also, not only the connection with other realms, but the fact that these realms offer incredible support for us, and especially when we have the ability to connect. So many times people ask me, how did you begin channeling? How did you begin connecting? And it was initially, as I said, when it was a formal connection, it was through working with another Reiki master who was a friend and a teacher, and she was an artist and a very beautiful soul. And she initially told me to become very, very quiet while I was doing Reiki and to tune in to my heart. And then she asked me to speak what I saw or what I felt. So when I did that, I saw and I perceived and I heard something. But it was more like a silent movie. It was like I was watching little screens from this silent movie. And there were little subtitles, but below each picture I was seeing. And I won't get into this here, but when you delve into the healing arts, and even if you study other related modalities such as hypnotherapy, you learn there are different ways we connect with the other realms. So we have our physical senses, and then we have our extrasensory perceptions. So you may be more visual, which would be clairvoyant, or you may be more auditory, where you hear messages, and that would be clairaudient. You might be more feeling, sensing, which would be clairsentience, and there are other ones as well. But so at first, when you start connecting with other realms, you're experimenting with these other senses and feeling and sensing and perceiving which ones are more dominant for you. So at first, I saw pictures and I saw written words. And I heard something, but it was more seeing the words. It was like watching a silent movie. And later on, it really changed and transformed. But at first it was kind of arduous, kind of tedious, almost challenging, like when you start a new exercise program. And like many people in the beginning of channeling, I thought I was making up the messages. The messages seemed general, and my ego, that voice inside your head that wants to protect you from making a fool of yourself, was judging all that I heard and censoring it and telling me, don't say that out loud. That can't be channeling. That's just you making up a sentence. But after a while, the whole process became very easy and fluid, and I became accustomed to setting aside the voice of the ego, kind of ignoring it or putting it on the back burner. And then the messages just flowed through me, and there was no longer any doubt. So today the messages stream through me when I do Reiki on someone, or if someone calls me and we do an angelic channeling session on the phone. And I'm always intrigued by the process. So even today, I'm intrigued as I'm doing it. I'm kind of the witness to it. Sometimes people cry when they receive the messages. And always they are incredibly moved. You feel a very deep space around the atmosphere. You feel the atmosphere change. You feel an energy come over the space. And it's such a beautiful process. Now, the amazing thing about channeling is that it really does not come to you. People will say, how does that come to you? How do you get the messages? But it comes through you. So yes, you are getting them. You're receiving them. But you are the conduit. So this is why after a channeling session, the memory of the messages is present in the channel, usually just for a very little while. For me, hours later, a day later, it starts to fade away. As the channel, you are the conduit, so the messages are not for you, they're for the recipient. So while the recipient often recalls the messages that are channeled years later, I don't remember them unless he or she reminds me. And then they may seem familiar to me, but very distant. So I've had people call me and say, oh, you channeled this thing for me 5 years ago and everything you said came true, or it was so accurate and I never forgot it. And I say, oh, really? That's wonderful, because I can't remember what I spoke for them. And really, it's never me speaking. Again, you're the conduit. So the voice is yours, but the messages are from the other realms. And in any case, I'm always very happy if I have helped someone. So how can you start to channel? And first, let's talk about what channeling is, very briefly. So channeling is this simple act of bringing something through you. Before I teach people, I tell them not to be afraid. We connect with benevolent guides who are there to assist us. And actually, we are channeling all of the time. For instance, when we get inspiration in our lives, for personal projects, for problems that we're working on. So from where does this inspiration come? I would assert that it comes from the divine source only, of which you, I, everyone is part and parcel. When we are channeling other angelic or guardian beings, we are connecting with lovely, beautiful, benevolent energies whose intent is to help us. They are like friends from other realms, friends who exist without a body. And they are free as light beings to now simply be of service. So how can you start tuning in to these other realms and receiving messages that may help you in your life? I'm going to give you a few suggestions today. The first suggestion is to become very, very, very quiet. Now, this may seem to be a given, but it has to be emphasized. All day long, there are distractions. Everything around us is a distraction. Everything is potentially asking us for energy, for trying to pull us, to coerce us to go in that direction. It can be your sight, your sound, it can be some movement. Everywhere something is pulling you, pulling at your senses all the time pulling you. So when you are trying to channel, you must become very, very, very quiet. You are connecting with sublime energies. And these can really be accessed only in the space of quiet. Now, this doesn't mean that the only time you can channel is when there's no noise around you. You could only do it in the early morning, for instance. No, what happens is when you create a dedicated spiritual path, you create a certain quiet within you. So, for instance, if a client wants to have a channeling session with me and they've scheduled it for 11 a.m. in the morning, the world is awake. There's noise outside my window. There is potential activity around me in the house, definitely in the neighborhood, as I said, right outside the window. The world is awake at that time. So the effectiveness of the channeling is determined by the state of quiet, the state of stillness I can reach as a channel. And this is amplified by my or your personal practice. So your dedicated practice. So this first tip was to get very quiet. But it's kind of a double tip because I want to emphasize that you get quiet when you're going to do the channeling, but you can only access that quiet if you have built up the energy in your system. So if you have done many, 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 many days, months, years of getting to that space. So there's always a benefit to creating a dedicated personal practice. And this is one of the benefits which can come later, which is this act of channeling. So become very quiet when you're going to channel, but become very quiet on a regular basis so that you can have all sorts of benefits in your life, of which channeling may be one. The second tip is to practice this channeling at first in the early morning when it is really quiet. And also not because only that it is really quiet, but also because at that time in the early morning, and we've talked about this before in the other some of the other earlier episodes, is at that time you are still very closely connected to other realms because your consciousness is coming out of a deep sleep in which the consciousness was still alert. It was just somewhere else. So you're hovering in between the spaces. And therefore, early, early morning is a great way to attempt this channeling. The third way, and I can't omit this, is to learn Reiki, because in the learning of the Reiki, there are specific techniques we teach, especially in the second level, that enable you to tap in more readily to other realms. But even with the first level of Reiki, just doing the Reiki is going to create a stillness and a peace and a flow of energy in your body that's going to enable you to tap into other realms. Many times when I teach Reiki, people are amazed at the beginning that they can find it so enjoyable to do Reiki, because after all, you're standing or sitting with your hands on someone else, channeling this energy, and it's a very serene and yin process. It's very different from the rest of the activity you're going to do during the day. So they may be amazed. They may also be challenged because they may say, oh, this is the first time I've had to be still, especially if the person is not a meditator. But when you learn Reiki or you amp up again your meditation practice, you will be able to connect with other realms more readily. The fourth tip is to write the messages you're hearing. Ask, listen, and then write. And you don't censor what you're writing. So ask, listen, write. You will hear probably the voice of your ego speaking, and then you'll also hear a message. And the messages are very quiet. They're usually persistent, and they're positive. So the voice of the ego will be, this will sound different. It will sound, again, it's going to want to censor the messages. It's going to want to protect you. It may say something silly, but the message will be there, and it will be in the background, and it will be serene and persistent and sometimes surprising, especially as you delve into channeling more. You will derive more specific messages and messages that are surprising, where you say, oh, I could not have known that. It will validate the process for you. It will be less general. At first, you may hear something general and then may want to discount it. But keep going with the process. And if you would like to contact me for a personalized angelic channeling session, I'd be happy to do that with you. But I want to encourage you to open your awareness. Understand there are other realms trying to assist us. You may have, aside from angelic guardians, you will have a team of spirit guides, of ancestors, of unseen beings standing by, waiting to assist you, wondering when you are going to make some kind of contact. So this is a glorious and really amazing process that can add another dimension to your experience as a spiritual being having a human experience. So I encourage you to reach out and begin tapping into these other realms and find out what are your angels trying to say to you. They want to speak to you. They want to communicate. They want to offer assistance. Thank you for listening. If you would like to find out more about how to use spiritual self-development and tap into extraordinary wealth that leads to real-world success and happiness, then please visit the website and contact me so I can be of assistance. You can join our email list and receive free weekly tips about spiritual self-development to help you along your path. Om Asato Ma Sakamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityurma Amritam Gamaya. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om. Om Sai Ram Jai Guruji. Om Amriteshwariye Namaha. Hare Krishna. Om Namah Shivaya.